intention on reaching the lost. And that's something that's really been on my heart, a lot more so since January. And the Lord's been really speaking to me about that and outreach and just going out outside the four walls and just touching lives for Jesus. And so I just want to talk to you about that a bit. Because it's, we're living in, you know, very serious times. People need to know the Lord, in other words.
That's right.
And that's something that's very close to my heart. Okay. So, in starting, I just want to say that the lost, they still matter to God. So with that being said, Father, I just call my spirit forward, Lord God, that you would just speak through me tonight, Lord Jesus, that my words would pierce the hearts of those who are here to hear, Lord God, and Father, that they would be, Father God, touched by your word tonight, Lord God, that they would be encouraged even to go forth, Father God, and preach outside these four walls, Lord God. But you have commissioned us to do that, Lord God, as Matthew 28 says, go out there, Lord God. And preach your gospel, Lord Jesus. Not only that, just to make disciples of the people, Lord God. So I just thank you tonight, Lord, for just using me to bring forth your word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so as I was saying, the Lord still matters to God today. And as I quoted from Matthew 28, not only is Jesus risen, but he also gave us a great commission. And the cool part about it is that he says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Okay? So what does that tell me? What does that say to you? Jesus is inside of you. He lives inside of you, right? So he's giving you all the authority, okay, to really go out there, okay, and touch people for Christ, okay? He's given us that authority. You have the authority of heaven and on earth. So I was like, wow, to me that sounds like a green light. I don't know about to you, but to me it does.
Amen.
And so he said, not only did he stop there, but he says, this is the green light. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of age. He's always with us. So there's nothing we have to fear because he's always with us. You know, this is a commission. To me, I take it as you got to go. We have to. We all can do it. You don't have to be an evangelist to go out there and let people know about the love of God. Just go out there and just do it.
Amen.
You know, that's what God wants. So let me just, one of the things that the Lord spoke to me when I started my fast in January was to get into the reading the Gospels again and just really studying them and to just dissect his word, you know. And I've been doing just that, but I haven't quite got past Matthew's yet because he keeps me there.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the scriptures was Matthew 28, but the other scripture he gave me was also Matthew 25 in verse 35, one down, you know, and it speaks about when I was hungry, you fed me, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, those things. And that reminded me of when I did prison ministry, because that was the scripture that the pastor at that time, you know, used. And it was a very awesome time in the Lord back then, but his word never changed, right?
Amen.
So it's still the same today, right? Okay, so he still wants us to do that today. So I was like, this is so profound. Not only that, in my fast, he also had me fasting off Isaiah 58 from verses 6 on down, which also speak of the same things. And I'm like, wow. I said, Lord, you know, I don't need a rocket scientist to let me know what you're saying. You know? So I think it's time to really roll up my sleeves and really get serious about what you're saying to me concerning outreach, you know, reaching the lost for Christ. To like really get out there and just share the love of God. Just really share the love of God. So in doing so, what the Lord was telling me is to develop a love for my word. Develop a love for my gospel. Because it's love that's going to take you to those places where I need you to go. It's love that's going to win them over. You know? We're going to meet some tough people out there. We're going to meet the unlovable out there. We're going to meet those that will spit on us for prayer, want to kill us. But God is saying love, okay? So he's preparing us. Okay, we already have all that we need. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right.
He said, don't do it alone. Go by twos. So what does that tell me? Teamwork.
Yes.
That means everyone here. We all go out together.
Amen.
So he said, get together with those who are of like mind. Those that have the same desire. Those that really want to go out, want to reach the lost. Get together with those. He's going to bring those people. You know, they're going to come and they're going to be hungry and they're going to be thirsty. They're going to, you know, want to get into that word and they're going to want to do what God says do. So I said, okay, Lord. He said, sorry, my notes are going all over the place. He said, outreach is some, we have done some already. We have done some. We did the Christmas caroling, you know, things of that nature. We did the love walk in Elizabeth. We gave out scarves and hats and things of that nature. Acts of love, you know, that all comes, you know, into play with what God is doing in this time. He said, share the love and the truth of God's word. And one thing he pointed out to me, too, in the time of fasting, because the fasting and the list he gave me for fasting has to do with mostly with evangelism. And one of the things that he shared with me was that he says, before you go out, declare that city where you're going.
Yeah.
Declare it for the Lord. Declare that the harvest is ripe.
That's right.
Partner with God, mm-hmm. You know. Before you go out, he gives you instruction. I'm not saying, listen, guys, I'm not saying follow no formula. I'm not saying that, but this is what God told me. If we're seeking the Holy Spirit. We're seeking God's face through the Holy Spirit. So he gives you instructions. He'll tell you where to go, you know. And so that's one of the things that he said to me. Start declaring. Start declaring where you're going. Start declaring what I put in your mouth, what I put in your heart, you know, the place. You know, he might show you a place. He might show you a region. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he was telling me also. So that's, you know, what I'm sharing with you. He says, we are partnering with the Lord of the harvest to reap abundantly because the time is now. That's what he's saying. The time is now. And then what are we declaring? That God has given us a great harvest. We got to declare that. We got to believe that he already gave it to us. It's ours. So we got to go out there. What's evangelism? Greek translation says, to proclaim the good news. That's a word that's used in the Bible only a couple of times, but the concept reiterates multiple times in the Bible. Okay. And I know I should have told you that first, but that's not where he led me. So I'm telling you now. But as Chris Overstreet would say, evangelism is God's love communicated to a lost and dying world. Because that's exactly what it is, a lost and dying world. And again, here's the word love. And the scripture that came to me for that was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And then it goes on to say, verse 17 goes on to say, for God did not send the son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Verse 18. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the Holy, but in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So it's just plain, it's clear, you know. It's just clear. The word of God is just so clear. He sends his Son, his only begotten Son, so that we wouldn't perish. So there's going to be those that don't want Jesus. But that doesn't stop us. We still keep, you know, we're not going to be dogmatic. But we are going to show the love of God at all times. Now, there's different ways to evangelize. And like I said earlier, I'm not trying to give you a formula. But as you hear the different ways, you might see that maybe, you know, you move in that way. Who knows? I don't know. I'm open. I don't know. I don't know how you move. But this is what the Lord was showing me. He said, be relational.
That's right.
Be authentic, natural, personable, fair, verbal. Okay, he said, and this is the scripture, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him who they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? That's in Romans 10:14.
Yes.
Okay, you got to speak the word. Testimonial is another way. Be eager to share with others how God changed your life. And then the scripture he gave me for that was you can use the blind man in John 9. Okay, if it comes to telling what the Bible is saying, you can use the John 9. He says in First John 1:3 says, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us." And a person that who evangelizes by testimonial is a person who is a clear communicator, a good listener, vulnerable about personal things and about life ups and downs. You know, so you share about your life, where God brought you from. And you don't know whose life you're touching when you share about what God did for you. The key is keep God at the center.
Right.
At all times, because it's not about us, it's about what Jesus done for us. He died for us. Jackie didn't die for you, Jesus did. You know, and that's what you do. You keep that in the forefront. And that's the message that we have to send out. And through the Gospels, you'll learn the love of God. And just to keep Christ first. And just to let them know he's the Father. He loves you. He cares for you. You don't have to live that way. You don't go out there and tell them, turn or burn. You know, you don't. A sinner is a sinner. They know. You don't have to point out their faults. They already know. Yeah. We've been there.
That's right.
Okay, we've been there. So we don't have to be dogmatic in love. In Luke, being interpersonal, I have become all things to men so that by all possible means I might save some. Okay? A person who is interpersonal is conversational, compassionate, sensitive, friendship-oriented, and focuses on people and their needs. That's a person that's interpersonal. And these things come into play when you go into evangelism. Now, you also have the confrontational person. Now, you hear the word confrontational, and it's like, oh, he's going to dig all in you, and you know, he's going to defend the Lord. And God don't need you to defend him.
That's right.
But he wants you to know his word. And he wants you to be prepared in and out of season to tell people about his love, to tell people about his word, why he died, why he loves you, to tell them about Jesus. Again, I say keep him at the center of your focus. That it's all about him. So no, don't be confrontational, like, you know, in that case, like in a mean way. No, that's not what he's saying. Okay. We're not here to rebuke anyone. Who are we?
Yeah.
We're just not. But we're going to give them the word of God, the truth of his word, with great patience and reverence always for the Lord. You know, even when you're being confrontational, because those times will come, because people will want to know, well, why do you believe? Tell me, why do you believe? That's where the testimony comes in. Mm. And you give them your testimony. This is why I believe. This is what Christ did for me. You know, I came to know the Lord September 8th, 1991. Tragedy occurred in my family with my children. Okay? I didn't trust. I was broken. I was desperate. I needed someone to tell me the truth. I needed someone to love me. I needed someone to hug me. But I didn't want a person to do it. I wanted something. Okay? And I said, God, if you're real, if you are truly real, and you're all about this love that I hear people saying, or people give me tracts, then you become real to me. You come to me, is what I said to God. And sure enough, the next day, he sent two sisters to my house. Came to me, ministered to me, told me about the Lord. Basically what I'm telling you now, about the love of God. They shared the testimony. And I mean, I didn't accept Christ there, but they planted a seed. Okay? The following week, they called me, and they said, do you want to go to church? I was like, I don't think I have to go to church. I got God in my heart. How many times you heard that, right? Oh, but it's good, you know, to fellowship with the brethren, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, okay. I said, no, I'm not ready. They didn't let up. The following week, they came. They came to my house, and they spoke to me again about the Lord and about his love and, you know, spoke to my situation, and I just broke down. But I did not accept the Lord there. And then they invited me that weekend So I decided to go. And I walked into the door, and I remember this was this greeter at the door. And she just embraced me. And in her embrace, it reminds me of Rosa, in her embrace, her hugs, I just felt the love of God.
Amen.
I just wanted to just buckle. And I didn't accept the Lord yet, but I felt his love. Mm. I was getting closer.
Yeah.
You know, he was drawing me. And I was like, wow, this felt good. And it reminded me of what I said to God. If you're real, and if you really love me, I want to feel you. You come to me.
Mm.
And that came to me when that sister embraced me.
Wow.
And he reminded me right there, here I am. You know, but it still wasn't enough for me to accept the Lord yet.
Mm.
So they set me up with a sister in the church. Now this girl, ooh, child. She would not let up. She would call me every day to see how I was doing. She'll knock on my door to see if the kids and I have eaten. I mean, she was really sold out for Jesus. And she would not leave me alone. But I still wasn't ready. I was so stubborn. You know, still wasn't ready. But I did not turn her away. I loved listening to what she was telling me about Jesus. I loved listening to her testimonies and how he healed her. I loved all of that. But I still wasn't ready until one day. It was like a hard day. It was a dark day for me, and I just broke down. And I was like, Lord, I heard a lot of you, and I experienced some things about you. And I said, but I'm still not sure. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I in such darkness? Why do I feel so alone? Why do I not feel love, you know? And my phone rings. And it was Sister So-and-so calling me. And she said, you know, Jesus loves you. And he's there right with you right now. Just open up your arms to him because he wants to embrace you.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this lady, how does she know that? I started looking around at him like, how does she know what I was feeling and sensing at that time? But she knew the Holy Spirit touched her heart to call me, not to give up on me and just to stay on me. And to love on me and to talk to me. And at that particular moment was my breaking point. She led me to Christ over the phone. Okay. That Sunday, I went to church. And the pastor got up there and he said a prophetic word. And I got it, like, really quick. And he said, there's a woman here who has been thinking, if I can only turn back the hands of time, I will start all over, and I won't make the decisions, the bad decisions that I made. I won't have the bad choices, bad decisions that I had made. I knew immediately that the woman that he was talking about, that he was prophesying about, was me. I knew. So he says, if that's you, I want you to raise your hand. Now, me, I was not planning on raising my hand, but my hand went like this. It just went, shoo, like that. And my kids, two or three of them, also raised their hands. So we went forward, and everyone was praising, everyone was shouting. And, I mean, I didn't understand why they was doing all of that, but it felt so good. I felt so free, you know, and I felt so much love of God. And, you see, that's why I want to give that to somebody.
Yeah.
I want to give that opportunity to somebody. I want to go out there, and I want to love the unapproachable. I want to love those that were like me. A single mom, okay, who has been abused, okay, who children have been abused in so many ways. I mean, mother and children alike. So I want to speak to those people, you know. I want to tell them that God is real. I want to tell them that he is love. I want to tell them that you don't have to look to man. Look to Jesus. That's what I want to tell them. That's my message. That's my testimony.
That's right.
Okay, about what he's done to me. He's my husband. He's my father. He's my everything. He saved my life, you know. I'm a miracle before you.
That's right.
Okay? I was supposed to be dead, but he said no.
Hmm.
You understand? So I'm walking before you and talking before you. A miracle. He healed me. I'm a miracle.
That's right.
So I want to tell people about the miracle, which is him that lives inside of me and that lives inside of you. So that's why I'm standing here. I'm not pulling your leg. I'm telling you the truth. It's time. It's time for us to go out there and just let people know about the love of Christ. It's critical. It's critical. He commissioned us to go out there to go forth. And not just that. You saw that sister's kept. She kept on. She never let me go. You don't just tell people about the love of God. You have those that will tug at your coat and want to know more. That person, get them underneath your wing. Minister to that person. I don't care what you have to do. Minister to that person because they need to be discipled. You don't just leave them there. And that's one of the problems, biggest issues I had. I said, Tanena, she's so hard-headed. You know, and I mean, it is. It's true. I used to tell them when I was in a group, I'm like, wait a minute. We got saved. Okay, so what happens now? That was me. What happens now? You just leave people like that? What happens? Do you tell them about more about the Lord? Do you bring them in? But what happens? Fortunately, I kept going to church. But what about those who don't?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that always was a problem with me. I'm like, not only do you tell them the love of God, but they have to be taught.
Yeah.
They have to be directed in the word, in the gospel, about his love, about who he is, how he talks to you, how he embraces you. You know, how you can just go to him. You have access and you have freedom to go to him at any time.
Yes.
That's our privilege. Come on now. And we sit here sometimes and we complain. And he's right there. He's right there for us. He was right there for me. Now, I'm not saying even after all that I didn't make mistakes. Of course I did, but he always forgave me. Okay? And he always told me I love you. And he told me, get up. Get up. You're not staying there because I got plans for you. My plans for you are established. Okay? And I'm going to take you through. That's what he told me. Get up. There's no time for you to feel sorry for yourself, Jackie. I'm your husband. I'm your father. I'm your brother. I'm everything you want me to be. I'm going to take you through. And that's the message that we have to take into the world. Because it's always about Christ. It's not about me. I didn't save myself. I can't save you, but I can give you an encouraging word. I can tell you my testimony. I can tell you about the love of Christ since I've embraced that. I can tell you how he healed me. But when I think about the Lord and how he saved me and how he healed me, I want to turn around. I want to jump up. I want to do all those things, and I don't care who's looking.
Yeah.
There was a time when I said, oh, somebody looking at me. I don't care. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to tell people who Christ is. Okay, I'm not ashamed to tell him what he's done for me because he's done a whole lot and continues to do a whole lot. And I'm still growing in him. He's still raising me up. God is so awesome. God loves you. Young folks, God loves you. He can use you right where you are. Okay, right where you are. I don't care what it is that you're going through. If there's anything you're going through, God can meet you. He can meet your need. He can use you. I don't care what your age is. He can use you. He loves you just that much. He doesn't want you to remain the same. He wants you to give your whole life to him. Not part of your life, your whole life, your whole heart. Okay? Sometimes it's a process, yes. But he's with you. He never leaves you alone. You know? He never left me alone. He's still with me. And that's my message to you today. And there's many scriptures, like I said, on evangelism. But you got, I say read the Gospels.
Yes.
Dig in them. Love them. And then go share. Find out what your giftings are. We can all evangelize just like we can all prophesy. I like the fact that we're in a time where the gifts of God is like really, like we're just like exploding in God.
Yes.
Okay. He uses us to love on people, to prophesy over them. Before it used to be like, oh, well, you know, if they're not saved, you can't give them a word of encouragement. Bump that. I'm going to give them a word of encouragement, whether they're saved or not. Because that word of encouragement might lead them to the Lord.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not putting no limits on God. Just like you can't keep Jackie in the box, you can't keep God in the box. So when I go out, I'm not keeping God in the box. Okay? If you give me your attention, I'm going to give you Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay? And if you don't, go like this. And walk away because bless you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And pray for you as the Lord reminds me of you. Because I'm not going to sit there and tell you. I pray for you every day. That's a lie. I don't. If God didn't show me you, I didn't. You know, I'm not going to say it. That's the religious stuff. But I'm not even going to go there. Okay? I'm just being real. We're living in real times. Okay? Real problems. Real situations. Real hurting people out there that need a real God. You know, and it takes us to come out. He told me, Jackie, come out of your comfort zone. Go a little farther. I'm going to stretch you. Yeah. I'm going to stretch you this year, Jackie. You're going to lay hands on the sick. You're going to see them recover. You're going to speak the word of God, and then the circumstance is going to change. I have to believe that. I have to move by that faith that God has instilled in me and do what God says do. You're going to cast that demon out, Jackie. You're prepared. No more sitting down and taking all types of courses to try to find out where you are. You know who I called, what I called you to be. You know what's in your DNA.
Right.
So use it.
That's good.
You know, use it. You already know. Yeah. Don't worry about how. I've already equipped you, he said. I already trained you. I'm releasing you. I'm releasing you. And I'm released. I'm speaking that to you guys. I'm releasing you.
Amen.
That's Jesus. I'm releasing you. Yeah. You're released. You've been trained. You've been equipped. All you need is Holy Spirit and strong people of God to support you. Okay? Because, listen, that's very important. When you have people in your corner, like mine, okay, and they support you, that helps you grow in God. Okay, that helps you draw more from God. That helps you go home and study. Listen, it's important to have people in your corner, okay? We have that here at Heaven's Invasion with each of you. We each support one another. You cry, I cry. You hurt, I hurt. That's just the way it is here. And we should not be ashamed or afraid to come up here and to share anything, because this is a safe place.
That's right.
This is a place where Christ dwells, because we honor him and we glorify him, and it's all about him. If anything comes through that door that's not right, it's not going to make it. It just can't. You understand? Because God's presence is here, and you can't stay the same way you came in when you come into God's presence. You
Amen.
Just can't.
Thank
we
you,
got
Lord.
A lot of strong folks up in here, full of the Holy Spirit, okay, and that will prophesy your socks off and will love you and will hug you. I mean, like there's no tomorrow. That's what we have here. We have a freedom here.
Yeah.
We have those who God used to see, you know. Everyone here is equipped to minister to each other.
Yeah.
Okay, because why? Because of Christ. He's in us. He's alive. And he wants us to go forth. Yes, he's risen, and we have a great commission. So we're going to go forth in it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just want to share with you the experience that I had recently. We were in a ShopRite grocery store. We went out there to minister. And amazingly, the people were receptive. But there was this one gentleman that God just pointed out to me. And I went over to him and I said, would it be all right if I pray for you? And he was so open. And he said, sure. And I said, okay. So I said, would it be all right if I put my hand on your shoulder? And he said, sure, no problem. Now, when I said this, I really didn't have anything yet. But when I put my hand on his shoulder, the Lord gave me a word for him right away.
Yes.
So I prophesied into his life. And he looked at me and he was like, how did you know that? He said, that's crazy. How would you know that?
Yeah.
And I said, that's God. He loves you. He's been knocking on your door. And he said, I know about God. And I said, well, then you know he's calling you. You know? And he says, I just can't believe it. He was just like, his whole face changed. It was like, I made his day.
Yeah.
I made his day. God used me to make his day by sharing the love of God with him and speaking to his heart.
Yeah.
He was going through some things. You know, sometimes, let me tell you, this gentleman, and I went to shop right now. I looked for him, but I haven't found him.
Yeah.
But he touched my heart because I've been there where he's been. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you can encourage people all day long, but when you go through stuff, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So hard for you to encourage yourself. You got to learn how to encourage yourself like David did.
Right.
You just got to learn. And that was one of the things that I clearly remember that the Lord used me to speak to him.
Yeah.
You know? And that, like, really blessed him. he was like, wow, I know that that's God. Now, this is a person that he was raised up in a Christian home, but he's just not walking in it. But because of what we shared, it wasn't just me, it was other people in the team. Because of what I shared with him, and then I found out that another member of the team had seen him already and said something, or wanted to say something, but God gave it to me and I delivered. He said, that only draws me closer. You see? So God used me to encourage his heart and to remind him about the love of God. And the God is still wanting. What happened with him after that, I do not know. But God does.
Right.
I did what the Lord said do.
That's right.
You know? I mean, it's just awesome how God, you know, uses you. And just to minister to people. Years ago, the Lord said to me, Jackie, I want you to prepare a picnic at the park here in New Jersey. And he showed me who to invite, you know, to come along with me and do this, which was Rosa. And he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to buy this, and I want you to set up here. He gave me the location. I talked to Rosa, and Rosa was like, yeah, let's do it. Rosa got the same heart. Let's do it. Let's do it. So we put our monies together, and we just did what the Lord said do. Let me tell you, I did not know that the Lord had sent us there to prepare this picnic. Okay, because there was a family that had just lost their home and were homeless. Okay, they lost by fire. They had no food. They had no clothing. They had nothing. And he sent that family right to us.
Amen.
Okay, Rose and I had no idea about this. But God knew.
Yeah.
God knew. He wanted us to set that up. I mean, you know how Rosa. Rosa's not going to let you go hungry, guys. You ask for one hot dog, she'll give you seven. Okay? I mean, she packed up their plates. She gave them love. She hugged them. We both did. And I mean, and they were so, so blessed. There were other people that we ministered to also. But that particular family, it's just like, I just cried. When they walked away, I just cried. And I'm like, Lord, why I cry? Because I'm glad that I obeyed your voice,
yeah.
That I listened, and that I did what you told me to do, and that I spoke to Rosa, and that Rosa, you touched her heart to come, and we did this together by two.
Yeah.
Okay? We sat there. We was there early in the morning preparing, and people were coming. They were having drinks and hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it. They were having it, and for some, well, for God's reason. I'm not going to go with the things, so.
Mm-hmm.
But for God multiplied the food. Because
wow.
It was more than enough food to eat and more than enough drinks. There were kids coming by. And, I mean, we've just given them the love of God. We're just praying for people. You know, I mean, it was just an awesome thing. So I'm saying God is so good. And as long as you step out in faith, he will use you. You ask God, like the scripture says, here I am, send me. If you tell him that, be careful what you say, because he's going to send you. And it's a good thing. He's going to send you into those places. He's going to send you to minister to the lost. I said that years ago. I had no idea. But I love what I'm doing, you know, and I want it to go further. And I know that this year is going to go further. I know the plans that the Lord has given me just to go out there, to lay hands on people, you know, just to tell them the love of God, to go out the outreach in the park wherever the Lord leads. And we're going to have training for treasure hunt with Scott. And I mean, just a lot of things. We're just going to get deep into this outreach. We really, really are, because we really want to reach the lost. And we're not afraid. We're not afraid to go forward. We're not ashamed of the gospel. If it means give them a track, sure, not a problem. But if I give you a track, I also want to talk to you. I don't want to just give you a track and walk away.
That's
I
right.
I did what the Lord said to do. You know, yeah, that's okay. But talk to them. Ask them, do they need prayer? That opens up the door.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
and
cool.
When you start praying and God starts giving you a prophetic prayer, oh my God, that's awesome.
That's right.
You know? He'll take you even deeper.
Mm.
Okay? You might run into those that already know the word and were saved, but for some reason, they turned away from God. God may use you to bring them right back. You know?
That's cool.
So, allow God to use you.
Amen.
And just go forth. Amen?
Yes,
amen.